Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Karl Rove gave us George Bush, and George Bush crashed and burned, and because of that, we have Obama. And, you know, Karl Rove, I mean, the problem that this, frankly, that the Republicans, they have to get rid of the Karl Roves, and they need fresh blood, because Karl Rove is going to lead them into doom.
Donald Trump, who is signed on to moderate a presidential debate in Iowa on December the 27th. Not everybody's really excited about that news, though. Only Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum have confirmed that they will attend. So is Karl Rove responsible for where we are now? Is he that powerful? Question we ask as we begin this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the hot hits, the world of news talk television and radio. And to start our overview here of where we are in the race is an MSNBC cut, Chuck Todd talking to Donald Trump about a new poll that suggests Trump's endorsement may hurt candidates more than it helps them. Trump was pretty argumentative, although he still managed to plug his television program.
Let me let you respond to those poll numbers, which I think that you wanted to respond to, that says your endorsement in the Republican primary, more Republicans in Iowa and New Hampshire both say they would make them less likely to support that candidate. Your response.
All right, let me just first start by saying that I was watching the show for about 2 minutes, and you said Donald Trump wanted to respond to a poll. Well, I didn't even know what poll you're talking about, number one, Chuck. Number two, I didn't call you. You called me about 40 times trying to get me on the show.
Yeah.
I didn't call you. So your statement is false. I mean, you said, quote, I quote, Donald Trump wanted to respond to a poll. Well, I didn't want to respond. Your people called my office about 40 times asking me to go onto the show. So it's dishonest what you're saying, Chuck. I wish you would just sort of say it like it is. And just, I think you'd really do better, honestly. I actually think you'd get better ratings, you know, if you did that. But, so I did not, is it a correct statement that I did not call you, you called me?
We called you.
Okay,
you
good,
clearly
you didn't
wanted,
say that, though,
your
Chuck.
Folks
at,
wanted to respond to the poll,
the
is what I understood.
I'll respond to it. I'll respond
okay.
to it. But at the beginning of the program, you didn't say that. You said Donald Trump wanted to respond. I didn't want to respond. I'm doing NBC a favor by going on to your show, number one. Number two, it depends on how the question's asked, because I know about polls. I know a lot about polls. I studied polls at the Wharton School of Finance. And you can ask a question. You mean to tell me somebody's going to be worse off if I endorse them? I don't think so, because I have a huge following of people that are tired of seeing our country ripped off by China and OPEC and virtually every other nation. And I don't really think that you believe that somebody's worse off if I give them, because I have a big following of people because they're just tired of seeing what's going on with this country.
Well,
so, you know,
I'm just reporting those numbers.
Just, I wish you would just be straight, Chuck, because honestly, I think you'd do a lot better if you were straight.
Well, I'm not interested in debating you. I want to ask you about your debate.
Well, that's fine, but you got to tell the truth, Chuck.
Let me ask you about your debate.
Chuck, you have to tell the truth. Go ahead.
Mr. Trump, I would like to ask you about your debate. You have one confirmed attendee right now, and that is former Speaker Newt Gingrich.
Well, we just announced it a day and a half ago.
Right, I understand
that. I mean,
that.
You know, it hasn't been out there for 2 months. We
Fair
announced
enough.
It a day and a half ago. People are busy. But
I think
most of the important candidates will come. Huntsman has 1% of the vote. I don't think he's coming. And by the way, Mr. Huntsman called my office a number of times trying to set up a meeting. I didn't have a meeting with him. And then he went on a debate and he said, I didn't meet with Mr. Trump like everybody else in the room. So, you know, I'm sure he'll tell the truth about that because he's a Mormon.
But let me ask you about the fact that you've got Karl Rove. This is what he said this morning before your appearance this morning on Fox. He said...
No, after my appearance.
He was on... Okay, it's my understanding
on
before.
Just get the facts straight. He was on after my appearance, not before my appearance.
Here's what he said.
It doesn't help the country. I mean, if you're going to be a candidate, be a candidate. Don't make it contingent upon whether or not your show is renewed or not. If your show is not renewed, you're going to run for president. How trivial is that? How does it trivialize the most important decision that we Americans have, which is who we're going to elect as our president?
And he also said...
Well,
let me respond
to that. First of all, my show would be renewed anytime I wanted. NBC is dying to renew me again. I don't need to be doing this to get my show. I have one of the highest ratings. It's the number one show in the 10 o'clock hour. And NBC is dying to renew me, so I don't need this. So he made that up, as he made many things up.
Well, that's a pretty interesting piece of audio. Donald Trump talking to Chuck Todd, who obviously is a little out of his league, about Trump's endorsement, whether it hurt candidates, what he's all about. Just pretty interesting stuff. Your reaction, if you care to, at 800-510-8255 on the countdown. Here's radio host Michael Barry talking about what an embarrassment, this is his feeling, Barry's feeling, it is to have Trump moderating a GOP debate.
We started with Donald Trump, who's no conservative. He's a media guy. He's a guy who, when Obama was running and after he was elected, said, we need Canada's health care system, universal health care. In fact, he didn't think Obamacare went far enough. He's a guy who, if you actually look at his public pronouncements, there is no intellectual consistency. Donald Trump doesn't bother to believe anything. He just says whatever will get him ratings. He's a guy who's going to run for president, and a lot of people, because they're so impressed with who's ever on the TV, that gives them some sort of celebrity credibility. Some people were actually for the guy. He couldn't announce when he was going to run because he still had a few shows to record. I said all along, the guy ain't running for president. He just wants to be able to be more marketable. And frankly, if he actually ran, people would dig into his past. Well, he didn't run. We went through a few candidates. Now we've landed on Newt Gingrich. Herman Cain has stepped out of the race. Gingrich goes and meets with Donald Trump. This is like a reality TV show. And now the network, along with Newsmax magazine, is teaming up with Donald Trump to moderate this debate. It's an embarrassment. It's an absolute embarrassment. Ron Paul said that he would not participate in this debate because it's, quote, beneath the office of the presidency and flies in the face of that office's history and dignity. He's absolutely right. Donald Trump, showing his usual class, responded to Ron Paul by saying that he's a joke. Ron Paul's a joke? This entire process has become a joke.
Well, look at what's going on in our country now. Everything is a reality show. That's the way we seem to approach things. I'm not sure I agree with Ron Paul on this. I agree with him on most other things. Trump is an interesting character, always gets attention. And after all, if you're running for office, isn't that what you want? Attention. Attention. 800-510-8255. A little more on Donald Trump and some of the other things that are going on with regard to the GOP side of the presidential race as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire. And I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups. Or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse their large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code Doug10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstrings sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
It's Macy's one-day sale Wednesday, preview day Tuesday, with hundreds of gifts on sale store-wide. Like sweaters for her, now $24.99. Cozy sleepwear for her, 50% off. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 20% off fine jewelry. Van Heusen and Timberland knits and wovens, now 60% off. And take 60% off all Throws and Martha Stewart flannel sheet sets. Macy's one-day sale. Savings on regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. The Talk Radio Review, a daily two-hour program that presents the issues of the day, the events of the day, what the big news talk stations are talking about according to our surveys, and then the three-hour big weekend extravaganza that goes through all of the top 10 issues of the week and the people being talked about. Certainly Donald Trump is going to make it into that bracket this weekend. Talk host Mike Broomhead here with a focus on Trump's self-serving involvement in the presidential race.
John Huntsman and Ron Paul refuse to go to the debate that's being moderated by Donald Trump. Donald Trump got indignant. Why? I don't know. Is there a bigger circus act than Donald Trump when it comes to running for president? And I love Donald Trump. Personally, I think he's a great guy. He's not running for president. He's running in front of any camera that will point in his direction. And I'm happy for, I mean, I'm proud of him for that. He is a household name. He is a real estate investor. And I know that there are real estate investors that listen to this show. No offense, but, I mean, come on, you're not the life of the party. You're fun to hang out with, you're good guys, but how many of you, how many real estate investors are household names? None. Donald Trump, that's who. How? You think that hair is an accident? There's no way that hair is an accident. He has used his name, and people want to do business so that they are associated with Donald Trump. That's brilliance. I'm not mocking the guy. That is sheer media savvy. That is a man that knows how to get publicity. He knows how to make the media work for him. I wish I had that kind of acumen. That's the truth. So I'm not making fun of Donald Trump there. But we want a presidential candidate. I mentioned that my biggest fear was that we were going to turn into the Democrats of 04. That this panel of candidates was going to turn into that which looked like the bar scene from Star Wars. It was really embarrassing. And if you look around at what's happened, you know, they had the I Have a Scream speech and all that that was going on, and John Kerry was the candidate, and oh my God, it was just a mess. It was a freak show from beginning to end. So, Donald Trump is going to moderate a debate. Is he going to be good at it? I don't know. He might be. Is it going to be a big deal? I don't know. It might be. But it's Donald Trump. I mean, this guy made a mockery of the process to begin with. Every time he got in front of the camera, what did he talk about? Two things. He talked about two things when he got in front of the camera. Obama's birth certificate and The Apprentice. Those were the two things he talked about when he was making his run for the White House, which he never really made. He was just saying he was going to make it to get in front of the cameras.
So, Donald Trump, we've had enough of him. An interesting conversation. Now we get on to the candidates, Newt Gingrich in the focus, and well, I think that's a good place for us to start. Hopefully we get away from Herman Cain, although that still seems to be on people's minds. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does with the main item of interest at the moment, the election that's coming around a year from now. Imagine this sort of thing going on in other countries. I happen to be in Israel this week doing the program, and I'm interested in how their elections take place here. And in most places where there is democracy, the elections don't go on and on and on. We make a folly out of the process. And interesting as well, the number of parties that are involved, that may be a separate discussion, but we have fallen badly in the way that we handle elections and how we get people elected. It's becoming actually a kind of a joke. This thing, as we've been talking about this has been in the forefront of our discussions in so-called issue-oriented talk radio for months and months and months, and we still have almost a year, certainly 11 months until the election. We now talk about Newt Gingrich. Here's Steve Scott, a radio talk show host, with Jeff Zeleny, who writes for the New York Times, about Gingrich's surge and whether he can sustain it.
Newt Gingrich surging in the polls is one thing. Sustaining that through the campaign and winning the nomination is another.
Steve, it really is, and this is really the challenge that is facing the Gingrich campaign right now. They're really scrambling to try and build an organization and an operation to match his rising popularity. And you say, well, you know, why does that matter? Well, it matters specifically because when you're running for president, you have to get your name actually in front of people so they can vote for you. And the Gingrich campaign was so ragtag over the summer, did not have a lot of people. So they missed some of the filing deadlines. So in Missouri, for example, he's not going to be on one of the ballots there because he could not get his name in time. So it's all of these things that the Romney campaign has been doing aggressively and assertively, just the nuts and bolts of what you have to do to build an organization. So the Gingrich campaign is trying to catch up very quickly.
In your Time story, you look at the biggest hurdles facing Newt Gingrich as we move forward. What are those biggest hurdles?
I think some of the hurdles are, you know, building the organization, like I mentioned, but beyond that, just sort of being a disciplined campaigner and candidate. Newt Gingrich has been, he's had a lot of highs in his political life, and they're often followed by some, you know, some lows as well. He's not been known to be a disciplined figure. Often when he's doing very well, he, you know, begins to sort of see himself, some of his admirers believe, in kind of a grandiose way. So what he's really trying to do now is not make this about him, but make this about the country. He's on with his first television ad in Iowa, and he's not talking much about his background at all. He's trying to talk about how he can fix the country. So I think it's just remaining on message, on discipline, and not sort of falling into this professorial mood that he sometimes has a tendency to do.
You know, Jeff, there have been other so-called flavors of the month. Candidates who have surged and then fallen back. Is there any reason to believe Newt Gingrich will enjoy a more positive fate as we move forward?
You know, I think he's different than some of the other Republican candidates who've gone up a little bit this year, then again have fallen back down. He's certainly more experienced, and voters believe, you know, that he can be president. They view him as someone who is ready for the job. And some of the other Republican candidates are more of what I sort of view as summertime candidates. And they sort of look good at the time and during the summer months, but once it gets time to pick a president, they sort of fall out of favor. I don't believe that Newt Gingrich is viewed in the same way. Republicans see him as having the ability to lead.
How do you see Newt Gingrich? Is he a joke? Is the Republican Party a joke? Is this process a joke? 800-510-8255. Newt Gingrich has been examined now by pretty much everybody. You name the newspaper, they've done an op-ed piece on him, or they've done some sort of analysis into his political past and whether he can stand up in the test in Iowa and New Hampshire. This is over and over and over again. It's a fetish almost with Americans. It's become this Newt Gingrich thing set aside, Herman Cain and his sex scandals. My God, it's over and over again the same stuff. You just have to wonder. Speaking of that, the Syracuse University and Penn State scandals in the focus later on in the next half hour of the countdown. It's 28 past the hour.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar Center.
I just woke up and my car was stolen.
Are you in a safe location?
Yeah, my car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they push her car out to get to my car.
Do you have the stolen vehicle report number?
550.
If your car is stolen, new OnStar FMV can help locate it with GPS. And now you can get this protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Police Department.
I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Brook Court. It's stationary.
Thanks, OnStar. We have units going out there.
This is Pete.
This is the OnStar Center. We have located the vehicle. Police, you'll be contacting you shortly.
Thanks so much.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy for $199 MSRP after instant rebate. Tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you, that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Just for less than OfficeMax. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips?
Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Radio 800-510-8255 connects you to the countdown, the presidential race. I'm beginning to object to that. This is not about the presidential race. It's about Republicans who want to be either a contender. They are intenders. I've used the term, is this person a pretender, a contender, or an intender? We'll listen now to the ladies of The View have a conversation. I always enjoy this program because they are very interesting people, and they have interesting ideas. They talk about Newt Gingrich's recent comments on what is holding poor people back.
Newt Gingrich is currently the front runner in the Republican nomination for the Republican nomination. He has some strong opinions about what he thinks. He's holding poor people, what he thinks is holding poor people back. Just take a look, see what you think.
Really poor children in really poor neighborhoods have no habits of working and have nobody around them who works. So they literally have no habit of showing up on Monday. They have no habit of staying all day. They have no habit of, I do this and you give me cash. Unless it's illegal.
Now, I want to read the other one because it's kind of also like that. He said, what if they cleaned out the bathrooms and what if they mopped the floors? What if this summer they painted the school? What if the process they were actually learning to work, learning to earn money, they had money on their own, they didn't have to become a pimp or prostitute or a drug dealer if they had money on their own? They had the dignity of work and learned how to be around adults who actually wanted to mentor them.
You know, this is really, I think it's unfortunate right now because everyone knows for me, I have my hopes on 2016 with the Petraeus Rubio ticket. But for this election right now, I think to see Newt Gingrich as a front runner trying to defend a quote like that, two quotes like that, on a belief system which obviously embodies the desire to crack this sort of code that's happening with the poor children, it seems nothing more than distant and lacking of any sort of heart and reality. There's no reality there, Newt. Like, this isn't how the only people that would actually be helped right there, the school systems that would save a buck on paying someone who's in a union right now doing that job. That won't work. It's distant. There's no heart in it. I don't understand how he even could defend those statements.
He's not a believer in the child work laws. He thinks that they're outdated and they should be taken away.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who is the Republican on the panel, has been a pretty big supporter of Mitt Romney's all along. 25 before the hour, 800-510-8255. Most of what is left here that we've taken from the talk radio programs over the last 24 hours that we survey has to do either with Newt Gingrich or with Herman Cain. Here is radio host Mike Slater talking to Steve Portney from ABC about Newt Gingrich's closed-door meeting with the Donald.
This is great if you love the theater of the absurd. We have former speaker versus former speaker, Newt versus Pelosi. Give us the latest.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, Newt Gingrich was in New York City with Donald Trump, and it was an opportunity for Newt to stand alongside someone he called a true American icon and explain why people should effectively vote for him and why Trump should support him. But Trump is going to hold off on an endorsement for quite a while until such time as, you know, there's, of course, a debate that Trump is going to be moderating at the end of this month. And he says, as Trump says, he's going to wait until that occurs, and then he'll weigh in. But it is interesting to see the two of them standing side by side. They met privately, and Gingrich only has the nicest things to say about Donald Trump.
Which is interesting because the Ron Paul campaign is doing the exact opposite of what Newt Gingrich is doing and not even going to that debate.
Well, exactly. I mean, a lot of people wondered whether if Donald Trump said he's going to hold this debate at the end of this month, you know, will the candidates actually show up? John Huntsman said that he won't. And Ron Paul was particularly stinging on Thursday or Friday that he was not interested in attending. And so today Donald Trump responds that Ron Paul has zero chance of getting the nomination.
Do you know what, can you report on what Nancy Pelosi said about the former speaker this afternoon?
Well, I can tell you that obviously they have a rather strained past, of course, Pelosi, the Democratic leader. She said, though, that she's not sitting on a treasure trove of untold secrets. There was the report this morning in Talking Points memo that basically, Newt Gingrich has a lot of personal baggage in an interview, she goes, one of these days we'll have a conversation about Newt Gingrich. I know a lot about him. I served on the investigative committee that investigated him, thousands of pages on his stuff, which was a suggestion that there's an opposition dump on the way. But Pelosi's staff says her comments today were misconstrued, that she's not sitting on a treasure trove of untold secrets. It's all public record already. And that what she was talking about was the idea that there's a lot out there in the ether of the former speaker's personal and political baggage that many people already are aware of.
Yeah, she's Nancy Pelosi's full of old shoes, as my father used to say. The dirt that's on Newt has been turned over and turned over and turned over and turned over. More political opportunism on the part of Pelosi, I'm guessing. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook. Go to DougStephan.com. You'll see in the listen box how you can download various hours of the countdown and be in contact with us other than just the time that you're spending listening to our conversations on the air. Here's Michael Graham talking to James Toronto about how most conservatives are not very excited about Newt at all, but the choices, frankly, don't seem to be that good.
I don't know a lot of conservatives who are excited about the idea of Newt Gingrich being president. I mean, I think George Will nailed him absolutely right. He's the anti-conservative because he wants government to do huge, monstrous, terrifying things that make Newt Gingrich look good.
Well, sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. I mean, this is really the problem. It's one of the problems with Gingrich. There are two big problems with Gingrich's political character, I would say. One is that, like Obama, he tends to have a grandiose sense of his own historic destiny.
No kidding.
And that makes me nervous. We've had 4 years of this. It's rather nerve-wracking. So in that regard, I would much rather have a more modest guy like Mitt Romney in there. And the other is, he's a guy with a lot of ideas. And some of the ideas are good and some of the ideas are bad. So on average, you do better than with Obama, all of whose ideas are bad. Fortunately, Gingrich seems to have a fairly short attention span. So, he made that video on a love seat with Nancy Pelosi about global warming. warming a few years ago. I don't think he's going to push for that if he becomes president.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you never know. There's an unpredictability factor. Yeah, he's the riskier candidate than Romney as in the general election, and he's a big question mark as president. There's a lot of risk there.
If you could get the GOP electorate to relook or look at one other candidate, who would you ask them to take another look at?
You mean of the candidates who are running?
Yes. Yeah, we can't get the candidates. Well, it's the Don Rumsfeld problem. You don't go to war with the candidates you want, just the ones you have.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that we can really do better than Romney or Gingrich. Huntsman has some very good economic policies, but on the other hand, he has an absolutely terrible presence. I mean, he's just so grim. Santorum is a smart guy and is very earnest, but I think his focus on moral uprightness is just the wrong message for the time of economic uncertainty. Certainly not Ron Paul, whose ideas on foreign policy are crazy. Maybe Rick Perry, if he shows himself able to make a coherent point, but so far he hasn't. So I think actually we've seen probably the most qualified of the group rise to the top.
All right, but do you wish there were other people? That's the hope and that's the prayer and that's the thought of people. Maybe there's somebody else that we haven't found yet. I think it's too late, though, for that. And so it'll boil down to Newt Gingrich or to Mitt Romney or maybe to Ron Paul. Who do you think? What are you thinking? Are you just tired of this? After all of this goes on and on and on. We'll change our focus to the Syracuse University problem, Penn State as well, in our next overview of the hot hits and talk radio in the countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamajamas. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
It's our biggest Christmas sale ever at Toys R Us. Hurry in for amazing deals on this year's hottest toys. Like buy two, get the third free, all VTech. Plus, it's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. Our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Free and or discounted item must be of equal or lesser valued item purchased. Exclusions apply. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Jay Farner at Quicken Loans. You know, we've been talking for years about how great mortgage interest rates are. But what's happening right now is something truly special. Having been in the mortgage business for nearly 20 years, I've never seen anything like this. Over the last 40 or 50 years, we haven't seen anything like this. Rates are shockingly low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.99%. APR, 4.22%. Take the 5 minutes and call Quicken Loans today at 800-401-0027. We'll walk you through the process, and if it makes sense, we'll help you lock in that rate and close on a new mortgage. And if it doesn't make sense, you'll know you took the time to make sure you weren't missing out. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to QuickenLoans.com. Don't let this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity pass you by. Call now to see how Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TVs with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now at 14 before the hour. The Syracuse sex abuse scandal and the problem at Penn State. You may know that Boeheim, the claims against him, he didn't know anything about what was going on, so he said his assistant coach Bernie Fine is under scrutiny. Apparently Fine's wife knew, and so did ESPN, and then the police. You've heard all of those stories before. So the continuation of this, here's host Ro Khan with Richard Roper talking to Bob Costas, who is a Syracuse University alumni, about the differences between the scandal at Syracuse and what has happened at Penn State.
Let's start with Syracuse, because you are a graduate of the Newhouse School of Syracuse, which is, you know, as great as it gets in the world of journalism, has added, you know, so much to our industry, and yet you're looking at it, and you're a proud Orangeman, but this story at Syracuse seems to me to be even more twisted in some ways, if that's even possible, than the Penn State story. And what does it say about the grander issue of what these big programs do to pervert people's sense of personal responsibility?
Well, it's a broad question, and I don't think we know enough about the Syracuse situation to answer it. And I'm not saying that. I'm not sidestepping it as an alum. I just want to know, as the classic Watergate question goes, and as was applied to Penn State, who knew what and when did they know it? At the moment, I think the dissimilarities between the Syracuse story and the Penn State story are greater than the similarities. At the moment, there are a number of questions that should have been asked already and will be asked about the Syracuse situation, but we don't yet know the answers. Whereas in the case of the Penn State situation, while there are still answers to come, we already have a pretty good idea about some of the answers and about some of the failings that took place at Penn State. It'd be a heck of a leap to link the two at this point.
Well, other than the you've got these storied traditions, right, at Penn State and at Syracuse, and Syracuse basketball, Penn State football, you know, the very top of their own food chains in their sports, and you do wonder, and I guess
in each case too, you have two of the winningest coaches in their respective fields and a very trusted longtime assistant. I mean, those are the kind of surface parallels.
And people like the idea of, you know, believing in these things, because there are so many things go wrong in life, and sports is such a great outlet for people, and you want. You know, you invest a different part of your heart in it, and it's to me the reality. Let me just go to Penn State for a second here. The reality that there may have been this guy when they knew that years ago there was something wrong with the guy, and they're not quite sure what it was. They didn't want to really talk about it.
They had to know. There was too much around. It's a small town. Too many overlapping relationships. They had to know that something was off. And then at the very latest, by 2002, you have Mike McQuarrie's reporting to both Paterno, and then Paterno passed it on to Tim Curley, the athletic director. And even if we accept the notion that McQuarrie was not as graphic to them as he was to the grand jury, McQuarrie saw something in that shower. And whatever he saw, at minimum, was enough, A, to refer Sandusky to Child Protective Services and to the proper authorities, and B, to completely and unambiguously disassociate Sandusky from Penn State football. He was no longer on their coaching staff, but he did have an office there. He did have phone privileges, as witness the fact that the kid was with him in the shower. He was able to bring some of these kids from his Second Mile organization around Penn State,
right,
and perhaps use that as part of his lure, as pedophiles are known to do. So at that point, you have enough just in that one report from McQuarrie to place a question mark over everything that happened over the next 9 years. You don't have anything yet at Syracuse that matches up with that.
So there's Bob Costas talking to a couple of talk radio people about the differences between the scandal at Syracuse and Penn State. Coming up in a few moments, the reasons why the NCAA is not likely to sanction Penn State. Do you think they ought to? After all, this is quite a serious sexual abuse scandal. Why are they not? Well, we'll find out what a couple of the talk hosts got from a sports writer on that level at 800-510-8255. Your comments are welcome. And then we have this interview. Many of you saw over the weekend in print Jerry Sandusky doing an interview with the New York Times. comments that he made that seemed to underscore what was in the interview that he did with Bob Costas. People shaking their heads, scratching their head, wondering, what in the name of heavens is the matter with this guy? Well, there's a lot of matter with him. That's why he's in trouble. I think that's pretty obvious, don't you? 51 past the hour in the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Jason Lewis here with the holidays just around the corner. Be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Syracuse University, Penn State scandals now in the top of our mind here on the countdown. Here are radio host Britt Whitmeyer with Brad Kranz talking to sports writer John Feinstein about the reasons that the NCAA isn't likely to sanction Penn State.
I was lamenting the fact that Penn State got a bowl bid on January 2nd to play in something called the Ticket City Bowl in Dallas, and I believe it's going to be held at the Cotton Bowl. And
right, as opposed to the Cotton Bowl, which is not held at the Cotton Bowl.
Right. I thought Crazy Jerry's House of TVs would be the place to go, and I said to Brad, it's gotten so that there's no way Penn State could say, maybe we shouldn't accept the bid because there's too much money and everybody in the Big Ten wants the money and you just can't do it. And Brad reminded me, the University of Miami, the ACC loves money too, and Miami said, before everything started, they imposed penalties and said, we're not going to go to a bowl game. So Miami, higher standards than Penn State.
Well, except that I think what we're talking about here is that Miami is still facing sanctions from the NCAA.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is they're trying to mitigate the penalty they're going to receive. They've got a 6-6 team. They were going to go to a fifth-tier bowl. Not that the Ticket City Bowl is exactly the Rose Bowl. But Penn State, ironically, probably isn't going to face any serious NCAA sanctions. You see, it's okay for a former assistant coach, according to the NCAA, to sexually assault a kid in a shower inside the football facility. But if you give him a free T-shirt to get him into the football facility, then the NCAA would be concerned. That's the way they operate.
You must have some sort of opinion, obviously, about the dismissal of Joe Paterno and the raising of these coaches to an unbelievable godlike status.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I addressed that in the book, and obviously the book was written before any of this occurred, because I have always believed, incorrectly, I guess, as it turned out, that the two most important figures in college athletics in the last 50 years were Dean Smith and Joe Paterno, because they did so much more than win games. And contributed to the lives of so many people. And Dean still, thank goodness, holds that status. Joe Paterno does not anymore. But the thing that I remember something Knight said to me back in 1986 when I was working on Season on the Brink, which really rings true, especially in these times. He said, you know, I understand that as long as I win, people in Indiana will say I'm eccentric. If I ever start to lose, they'll say I'm an embarrassment. And, of course, that's what happened. Knight stopped going to Final Fours. He had the Neil Reed incident, and then the incident where he grabbed the kid who called him Knight. Boom, he's gone. If he was still going to Final Fours, no way would he get fired. And coaches reach iconic status not because they do what Dean Smith did, you know, being involved in desegregating restaurants and marching again for a nuclear freeze and things like that, but because they win 879 games, or in Joe Paterno's case, 409 games. And the old saying, absolute power corrupts absolutely, I think applies to a lot of these college football and basketball coaches. And there's, it's a, only a handful of them who can handle that kind of power without abusing it.
So the NCAA, the sex abuse scandal, firing of Joe Paterno, they're not impressed enough to sanction Penn State. What does that tell you about the operation there and what drives it? Here's host John Howell with a comment or two. Actually, he's looking at recent comments made by Jerry Sandusky. That interview with the New York Times over this past weekend, what a mind blower. Listen to this.
He sat down with the New York Times over the weekend, and they filmed it, and we have the excerpts for you. Now, why? I don't quite understand, and maybe you legal scholars or defense attorneys would understand, why he would be playing this out in the media. He's been charged, home confinement, but I don't understand why he would benefit from giving a series of interviews not only to Bob Costas and others, people from Sports Illustrated have talked to him, but now the New York Times. Because it just seems to me that when America sees this and hears it, it just makes the creep look a little bit creepier. Are these allegations true, Jerry Sandusky of Penn State?
Okay, these allegations are false. I didn't do those things. I don't know what to say.
He seems to have that nervous laughter like Drew Peterson. You know, I know there's a lot of stress involved. Whether he's guilty or innocent, I don't know. It looks like he's guilty to me, but he can sort that out in court. But when you chuckle, when you're answering a question as serious as that about child molestation, I would think you want to leave the giggling out of it. More of Jerry Sandusky with the New York Times over the weekend. You were asked then to stop training kids, bringing kids in to work them out.
Right. I wasn't. He didn't want me to bring kids in there and work them out anymore. I remember saying, well, could I just work them out? And I said, no.
And then, what, did he, like, take your keys? Or you keep going there?
No, he didn't take my keys. I still have my keys.
I was watching Michigan State and Wisconsin over the weekend, and you can't help but look at the coaching business a little differently now since Penn State and Syracuse. And I realize that's really, really unfair. That's unfair to all the coaches on any level. I've coached baseball with my son. I've helped coach football with my son. And for my rec department in my suburb here in Chicago, I have to fill out a long questionnaire. And then I know that they do a police background check on all the coaches and even the volunteer father coaches as well.
Scandal galore.